Hey guys, this is Contemplations in Nirvana, and I'm with my beautiful friend Snare.
Hi guys.
And we're in a taxify headed home, and we're gonna have some green tea in our very big home, our very, very big home.
Home.
With a multitude of rooms and kitchens. Anyway. No, we're just gonna go to a restaurant in Mabuneng and have green tea. But so we're busy talking about the difference between attraction and liking someone, because as we were having Asian food in Melville, I saw someone that used to go to gym with, and they happened to be very attractive, and the whole story with them was like a drama. And basically my ego was wounded because this person wasn't attracted to me. So now I wanted to show up. I wanted to be like, yes, this
you
is me.
See me. You have not seen me at my best.
Yeah.
That's that feeling.
You know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Like, now I'm even thinking about the fact that I demean the person that I was before just because he wasn't attracted to. Do you get what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because
you were, but like you were never not beautiful.
Yes.
So, again, it's like, why would you feel like
yes,
that was the particular reason that that person wasn't
like yeah,
you?
And I found myself objectifying him. You know, I found myself like what you said about having like
ukhala. Sometimes you don't like someone, but uyakhalela just to have them. Like you just.
Just like I conquered that.
Yes. Yes. You just want that thing so you can have that thing.
And yes.
It makes you feel like
accomplished.
You know?
I did it.
Which is terrible.
It's so bad.
And
I'm actually so grateful that I didn't see him like now having the opportunity to be introspective about seeing that glimpse of him. So you know, spiritually, I'm like, hey, that soul really taught me a lesson about myself and respect and all that stuff. But I know I would personally feel so, I would feel disgusted. I would be like, get away from me. Who are you? Like, do you get what I mean?
Even
if it's just a vibe, I'd be like, ew, what's this guy doing here? Can't he see I'm on my flow? Just leave me alone. Why do you want me so much?
Yeah, I mean, it's so selfish, some of these things, because I meet like a lot of people. Like I said, I meet a lot of guys and females, and it's not even that I like them. It's not even that they're that interesting. It's just the, you would be a nice thing to have.
A handbag.
And I'm like, that is so selfish of you. That is so conceited. That
yes.
is so shallow.
Yes.
Why would you just want someone just... Oh. Yeah.
And I mean, I guess it raises the question, why does this happen? Like, I know for sure my ego is engaged. And by ego, I mean like my sense of self. There's a part of myself that I want to fulfill and prove to myself that this is what it is. And to the world, like, I'm this person. I can get any man I want. Mm. I can do this. So many men are attracting me and I don't even care about them. Like,
yeah.
Do you mean it's just like, why does that need to be who I am?
Yeah.
Why do I want to prove that so much?
That's true. Even in situations where this hasn't happened in a while because I've grown up. But, like, I would frequently find myself looking at someone's relationship even and
yes.
thinking, you know, like, if I got into that situation, I could be the main situation.
Ooh, I know. I know what you mean.
You know? And it's absolutely horrid. It's a horrid thought. Like, to want to mess up someone's relationship just because you feel like you can. Oh.
Like that song by Ariana Grande, break up with the girlfriend, I'm bored. Like... Yeah, for real. It's such a real thing. Like, I found myself good. I mean, I don't even dabble in those courts anymore because I've experienced it, and I'm like, I felt like a shitty person.
Uh-huh.
at the end of the day, observing the fact that I didn't consider other human beings and honor their connections, and also just for the sake of, I got a big dick. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, it's
like my dick is bigger than yours.
And what does that prove? I can't even tell. But yo,
even like a, you can resist all you want, but eventually,
yes,
I know you will cave.
I know you'll come. It's like, that's so bad.
That is so bad. That is so bad.
It's funny because, like, in my,
but it's not every single emotion and thought again that you can control as a human being.
Yes,
I think sometimes it's natural to have some of these thoughts, but it's, do you go through with it? Where do you stop yourself?
Yeah.
And you know, because sometimes you can't stop yourself from feeling these types of ways, right?
You.
But it's, did you act on that thing?
That's
that
true.
That differentiates what kind of person you are at the end of the day.
That's so true, because there's, wow, you're actually so right, there's a multitude of influences.
Yeah.
They're there. We don't have to be influenced by them, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
It's like working in a bar. You work around alcohol, but you ain't gotta be drunk.
You ain't gotta be drunk. And I do actually work with a lot of people who, like, serve alcohol on a regular basis, but they've never tasted alcohol a single day of their lives. So,
yeah, whew.
And even if, and I'm pretty sure they do have thoughts of, oh, why is everybody drinking this thing?
Yes.
Maybe I might like it too, but like they still don't do it.
Yes.
Right. And I think that's what makes the fundamentals, you know, like that's what defines you, the way you say yes or no. Right, because you could say yes, but you were strong enough to say no,
no.
Or to stop yourself in your tracks. Like when you wanted to ruin a relationship and you decided no, you're not gonna do it, you're gonna grow up.
Yeah.
Yes, I've had to tell myself to grow up on a couple of occasions. Yeah.
Oh, so I remember Courtney telling me about, like, the lower brain. Like, she was watching a TED talk and this lady was speaking about how there's like the upper brain and the lower brain, and the lower brain is like governs the, am I safe, am I not safe, and children often operate from that level. And I found that, like, now as we're talking, I feel like, you know, what happened there was primal, you know, it was a very primal thing. Like, why do I need, I guess it's to survive, like my ego's trying to survive something.
Yeah,
like often
ego always,
like our sense of self wants to survive. Mm-hmm. So that we can physically, like, I know it may be extreme, but at the end of the day we're trying to survive on so many different levels. And he's like what one would consider a alpha male, you know.
Yeah.
He's beautiful, tall, ripped, and all that stuff. At the end of the day, like you said, do you like the person, or you're just attracted to the person? There's a difference, you know, like. And sometimes on a very subconscious level, I found myself being attracted to people because of the thing, like the person that they are, something that I would want to embody. And took a lot of growing up for me to realize that, hey, maybe I need to be a little more disciplined with my body, because I enjoy beautiful, like strong, like having that strong
male figure person.
No, body.
Body.
Like
for
with
yourself,
me. Yes,
or
for me. Like I enjoy being strong. I enjoy looking good. I enjoy muscles. I enjoy eating healthy and discipline. I enjoy not being able to waver. So
yeah, I mean, just before when you were talking, it actually reminded me of a petty thing that I did recently where I knew someone had a crush on me. This is somebody I did not have any attraction for.
Yes.
Whatsoever. No liking. Just someone I knew and could call perhaps maybe like a friend or an acquaintance, so to speak. And so as an acquaintance, I knew that that person had a crush on me just from what other people had been telling me.
Yes.
Right? And as soon as, but I had been ignoring that situation, avoiding that person or being alone with that individual just based on the fact that I know, oh, this person has thoughts about me, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be caught up in some type of situation. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I saw that individual liking another person,
oh, I know that thing.
There was like, there was like a thing that was like, act some type of way, do something. Like, get that person's attention again, you know?
Oh, I feel you. Oh my gosh, what is that thing? Like, because I've been liked and I'm just like, eh, what are you? And then as soon as they're like, eh,
then it's,
I'm like,
what?
Do you know who I am?
First of all, she ain't shit.
No, she ain't shit. And second of all,
definitely need to identify those things and where to cut them off, because if you don't cut those things off, you just end up being that person. And people will talk, like, oh, that one, she will act up on anyone just to get attention, and you don't want to be that person. I've had so many people say, oh, that person likes attention, just based on the fact that they love being liked.
Yes,
you know.
It's so conceited. We love being liked. We love, well, I mean, not all the time. Like, I mean, like right now, I think we're insane, you know.
Yeah.
Humble. We're in humble enough states of being to identify that, hey, you know, these toxic traits, like, sometimes we do indulge in them, and it is nice. It's nice being acknowledged and seen in some way. Like, it's nice to be deemed as higher than, like, as preference. I remember writing down in my journal, I'm like, I'm so offended that I'm not your preference. I'm so taken aback by the fact that...
And remember, I said to you, it's okay. Like, you don't have to be everyone's type. Yes. You're not always going to be everyone's type.
Yes.
You know? Somebody doesn't need a Nirvana.
Yeah.
They need something else. They need their, whatever they're used to or whatever's their type. But we can't force ourselves to be someone's type.
And, whew. Yeah, I mean, it says a lot. I think it does take a lot of groundedness to be able to consistently be at that level of, like, we're all good. I see you. Hey, how are you? Things pass. They come. They pass. You pay attention to them. You let go of them. You detach. You give things the adequate attention, and then you move on.
Yeah.
Like, it takes the utmost self-love, because, like, right now, I remember, like, today I was ranting about Aquarius men in my head, because every Aquarius man I've experienced, or every strong Aquarian placement I've experienced, has inconvenienced me heavily. And for some reason, it had to do with travel, it had to do with moving place, like, they just, or it had to do with, like, some form of getting something done, and they would just inconvenience me, and they didn't realize how abusive their inconsideration was. And then I said something like, yeah, Aquarians need to realize that loving humanity, because Aquarius are known for loving humanity, not necessarily individuals. That's why they're so considered so flighty, so, like, non-attached with people.
Yeah.
But I think what I wanted to say was, Aquarians need to realize that loving humanity is loving the individual in front of you, and more so loving yourself. Because if you love yourself, what happens within always translates without.
Yeah.
And then now I'm catching myself, like, I could use that advice too.
We could.
That sounds like me. Maybe I should, you know, sprinkle some love on me. It's very easy to be like, I love the world and we're changing the world. It's very easy to be grand about the change that needs to happen. But at micro level, the things that need to happen before the grand thing happens.
Yeah.
It can be challenging, because it's like introspection and stuff.
True. I mean, I've caught myself a couple of times giving people advice, and I'm like, wow, you need to take that advice as well. by the way, I'm so good at giving people advice, and then it's like, and in your own situations, are you this sensible? Yeah. Like, are you able to check yourself when you need to check yourself?
Man. Anyway, thank you for being so open about this snare. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Okay. Thank you guys.
Always a good girl chat with you.
Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you some other time. Bye. Love you.